Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to the low carb diet session from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a little about the low-carb diet, how it differs from so many of the unhealthy, unsustainable fad diets out there, and how it can help you develop long-term, healthy eating habits that will keep your figure slim and trim and your energy levels high for years to come. Now, perhaps you're listening to this because you've read about the low-carb diet and you want something to help you really integrate the principles as a natural way of eating for you. Or perhaps you've just heard about it and you're interested in trying it out. Maybe you've tried many diets in the past and found that they worked for a while but were too rigid and difficult to work in the long term and you soon put the weight back on. These days, there always seems to be a new story in the news about whether one diet is good or bad, or what food of the day can cure cancer or give you cancer, and it can be very confusing and hard to get a coherent picture of what actually works for getting slim, staying healthy, and enjoying your life along the way. So how does a low-carbohydrate diet simplify things? Well, in a nutshell, a low-carb diet typically means reducing or eliminating your intake of bread, cookies, cakes, pasta, French fries, and sugary drinks, and eating high-quality protein like meat, fish, nuts, and eggs, with a decent amount of vegetables and salads every day, like broccoli, spinach, peppers, green beans, and so on. Fruit is typically regarded as okay in moderation, but glugging down a whole pint of orange juice in one sitting and thereby overloading your system with fruit sugars is definitely against the principles. Now, there are refinements and variations to these guidelines, but one great advantage to the low-carb diet is that you don't need to pull out a calculator for every meal to compute the calories or points you're allowed. Just go for protein and vegetables, and fruit in moderation, and cut out all the pastries, pizzas, bread, and sugary drinks. The principle behind this is that rapidly digested sugar from things like a donut and a sugary coffee overloads your system with sugar. This might be okay to an extent if you could burn it up by sprinting around the block 10 times, but if it's coursing through your bloodstream while you're sitting at your desk, your pancreas has to release large amounts of insulin to mop it all up, and much of it ends up stored as fat. Also, the sugar rush and sugar crash that you experience on carbohydrate binges on sweets or pizza not only makes your mood unstable and gives you cravings, but if you habitually do it, you're predisposing yourself to type 2 diabetes. But the surprising revelation to some people is that it's not so much the fat in their diet that they need to watch out for. It's the sugar and refined carbohydrates. It's the insulin release we get from carbs that lays down fat in the body, not the eating of healthy fats. In one of the longest studies comparing different diets published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers followed dieters for 2 years, assigning them either a low-carb diet, a low-fat diet, or a Mediterranean diet, which emphasized fish, poultry, olive oil, and nuts. Of all three, the low-carb diet came out as the most successful for weight loss and lowering cholesterol, with the Mediterranean diet coming second and the low-fat diet a distant third. Also, when we look at human diets throughout history, there's real evidence that low-carb isn't specially low-carb at all. It's natural. We evolved over vast periods of time to thrive on protein, vegetation, nuts and berries, and our bodies are not built for our modern habits of eating refined carbohydrates and vast quantities of sugar. So the so-called low-carb diet is really a normal carb diet, as most people eat way too many carbs, and this is reflected in obesity levels. So as you relax to the hypnotic part of this download, you'll be re-accessing your natural instincts for what kind of foods you evolve to thrive on, and to shift the bias in your diet away from high-carb, high-sugar food towards a balanced, healthy diet where you can still be flexible and compromise when you have to, but your general orientation is towards simple, good food, high-quality protein and lots of vegetables, and not overcomplicating how to eat well, get and stay slim, and feel great. So, as you prepare to enjoy a wonderfully relaxing and deep, deep rest, you can just close those eyes and just begin to get in touch with any sensations within your body, with the position of those hands and those feet, perhaps the sensation of whatever supporting that body. And over the course of the next few minutes, you can really imagine a comfortable heaviness beginning to form in that body. As you allow it to rest still, deeper, and breathe comfortably, maybe taking a few slower, deeper breaths as you let each exhale create a comfortable heaviness in that body, a heaviness in the fingertips and in the hands, as if they were made of stone, the kind of stone that can enjoy warmth from sunlight, stone that can relax still, utterly still, and still be able to imagine that heaviness flowing into the cells of the arms and those shoulders. Each exhale grounding you as you settle in to places of comfort within and without. That body can relax on the outside, as the muscles of those feet and legs feel that soothing heaviness. The legs of a statue, watching time drift by, but still, ever so still, in here. And even as that body continues to relax out there, that other place in here, you can relax. That mind can relax you. Because you can have thoughts, and some of them might be about what we're talking about, and some of them might be about other things, but that mind can slow down. You can slow down those thoughts, can slow down deeper into a wonderfully heavy feeling of sinking deeper. And what would it be like to really begin to listen inside? Not just to sounds that you could imagine, like the bell in the playground of a school far away, echoing in the distance, or like the raindrops in a duck pond in a countryside village, and the different sounds rain makes when it hits a paving stone compared to the tiny splishes and splashes it makes on the surface of water. But as you listen deeper to that body, that becomes still enough for that mind to really listen to what that body has to say about what it was born to thrive on. You can continue to relax still deeper. That's it. With the sound of a deep sigh of rest, soothing that body, as you breathe in deeper relaxation and exhale and feel the heaviness of this trance carry you all the way down. That's it. And how old is that body? Not its physical age, but its instincts, its innate intelligence and knowledge. How many hundreds of thousands of years of evolution, of adaptation, lie behind what that body knows? How much history and deep intuitive wisdom is embedded in those cells? Because that body knows how to heal a wound, how to grow just the right cells, and when to stop. That body knows how to extract nutrients from food and expel waste. It knows when the body has been poisoned by an overload of sugar, and it's pulsing through those veins. It knows that's an emergency, and something must be done to get rid of that sugar. And it knows how to produce insulin to mop all that sugar up and convert it to fat, to save you from the immediate harm you would be in if that sugar stayed at that unnatural level in your blood. And the more such emergencies you lay on that body to deal with, the more you force it to process low-grade food packed with sugar, or large amounts of refined carbohydrates that the stomach burns up quickly, the more it wears that body out, wearing the pancreas out from producing all that insulin, wearing the heart out from all those clogged arteries, wearing you out from all that extra weight weighing on your mind all the time. And no animal in its natural habitat would get as out of balance as we humans have done in modern life. And if you had been born tens of thousands of years ago, before agriculture, when you would live off leaves and vegetables nuts and berries, meat and fish, breathing fresh air and being nourished by the sunlight, walking and running, naturally exercising without knowing it, and stretching those muscles as you did, that body would instinctively thrive with that lifestyle. And what would it be like to look at how you're going to live your life from now on through that primal filter? Because if you want to be slim and strong and healthy, to feel great in your body, you need a lifestyle that allows you to really bloom, to meet your genetic potential. And the principles are simple. Eat high quality food, nothing processed, mainly vegetables, protein, and high quality fat. And take care of your needs for exercise and sleep, just as your primal instincts want you to, just as your distant ancestors would have done instinctively. And I'd like you to look out now at the next few weeks and see the different choices you'll be making. And I don't know what choices are just right for you, so I'm not going to mention specific foods. But as you keep in mind what your body was born to thrive on, and avoid strange non-food, sugary food, processed food, and look for healthy food from simple, fresh ingredients, then you can look at what changes you might make to breakfast, to lunch, to dinner, and any healthy snacks in between that will take you in the right direction. No need for anything extreme, just easing yourself into it. And as you feel better in yourself, with more stable energy, more reliable mood, as the old cravings fade away and your body begins to feel better and better. That's it. And you can really wonder about those meals ahead of you, enjoying their natural simplicity, moving away from food as entertainment, in a dreamlike way, as you drift into the coming days and enjoy a real sense that you're beginning to intuitively make better choices. And you can notice that there might be times at a wedding or on a journey where you have to compromise on your principles a little. But it's not about sticking rigidly to this plan in every circumstance. Just most of the time, 80 or 90% of days. And the more you listen to this download regularly, the more those old, low-grade, unnatural so-called foods will lose their appeal. As you feel more and more in touch with your own body and what it needs to truly thrive, as that heaviness in that body becomes a lightness, an uplifting sense that things are now moving in the right direction. That's it. And you can really feel good, like a heavy statue coming to life, and feeling more and more flexible and light, as you prepare to become more and more alert now. Just in a few moments, beginning to come back from this state. In a few moments, becoming more and more awake. Just noticing yourself begin to wake up quite naturally. And feel very good as you do. That's it. Returning to the here and now. And you might like to have a stretch as you open up your eyes and welcome back. Excellent. Now, remember that the more you relax to this download, the more you'll feel instinctively drawn towards healthier foods and away from high-carb processed food as you get more and more in touch with your body's natural instincts for what it actually needs. What you're looking for is that you don't have to resist old, unnatural foods anymore. You're just naturally drawn towards foods which you know are instinctively good for you. We recommend that you listen to the download every day for a week at first, and after that, just as often as you like. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Eat More Vegetables and Portion Control. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.